Assessment of physical violence against research assistants and nurses in a university hospital. Oya Chandler, Department of Ethics and History of Medicine, Faculty of Medicine, Mersin University, Mersin, Turkey. Correspondence, oyachandler@gmail.com. Gulsun Yaprasay, Department of Public Health, Faculty of Medicine, Mersin University, Mersin/Turkey. Abstract. The aim of this study was to determine the prevalence of physical violence and related factors among assistants and nurses. This cross-sectional study was included 166 research assistants and 209 nurses who worked at the university hospital. The data was collected with a self-administered questionnaire. As 12.0% participants had a history of physical violence at workplace within the last 6 months. The perpetrator was a patient relative in 41.78%, and the patient himself, herself in 18.34.6%. The most common place of violence was emergency unit for the assistants and inpatient unit for the nurses. The emergency unit was observed to have a higher incidence of violence than other departments. One of every 10 healthcare workers appears to be a victim of physical workplace violence. Between healthcare workers with patient, the relatives of the patient and the impact on relations, the close of violence to be examined separately according to occupational groups. As a result, professional differences between nurses and doctors should be taken into consideration while investigating health violence. Each professions of healthcare have different professional practice and ethical obligations on the relationship between healthcare provider and patient/relatives. Keywords: workplace violence, physical abuse, hospital, occupational injuries, work. Introduction. The WHO defines violence as follows: the intentional use of physical force or power, threatened or actual, against oneself, another person, or against a group or community, that either results in or has a high likelihood of resulting in injury, death, psychological harm, maldevelopment, or deprivation. Violence may be as physical, psychological and sexual violence or neglect. The act of physical violence may be in the form of beating, kicking, slapping, pulling, pushing, biting, or pinching. Krugeg, Dahlberg LL, Mercia, Zwiab, Lozano et al. Eds. World Report on Violence and Health. Geneva. World Health Organization, 2002, and International Labor Office, International Council of Nurses, World Health Organization, Public Services International. Framework Guidelines for Addressing Workplace Violence in the Health Sector. Geneva, International Labor Office, 2002. Lately, there is a dramatic increase in all forms of violence worldwide, including workplace violence in the health sector. A problem of epidemic proportion. Interns Reverend 2001. 48, 129, 30. The WHO reports that more than 1.3 million people lose their lives each year. Violence-related mortalities comprise 2.5% of all deaths. Violence is the fourth most common cause of mortality between ages 15-44 years. Most of the deaths occur in low- and moderate-income countries. Since 2000, a total of 6 million people have died due to interpersonal violence. Although there is no data involving mortality associated with direct physical violence, in 2014, Turkish Statistics Association noted that 16.018 people died from external injury and intoxication, 4.3% of all deaths. The number of deaths in Mersin alone is 595. Moreover, thousands fall victim to non-mortal violence. Interpersonal non-mortal violence is more common than murder and may result in lifelong social and health outcomes. Krugeg, Dahlberg LL, Mercia, Zwiab, Lozano et al. Eds. World Report on Violence and Health. Geneva. World Health Organization, 2002, and WHO. Global Status Report on Violence Prevention 2014. Updated 2015 June 21, cited 2016 February 17. Workplace violence is defined as incidents where staff are abused, threatened or assaulted in circumstances related to their work or SHLJ. Workplace violence, preventive and interventive strategies. Joe M., Internet. 1996 October, updated 2015 May 1st, cited 2016 February 12th, 38993100005. Since violence affects all sectors and workers, health sector is also a risk group too. 25% of all violent acts take place in the health sector. Healthcare workers suffer from violence 16 times more frequently than the other occupational groups. Healthcare workers are assaulted more frequently than guardians, police force, drivers, and bank employees. Half of healthcare workers are affected from violence. Among the healthcare workers, nurses suffer violence 3 times more often than others to 3. According to the study of European Foundation performed in 2000, 3 million of the 130 million workers in the European Union had suffered physical violence within the last 12 months. 7. Studies abroad focusing on violence in the health sector report the frequency of physical violence suffered by healthcare workers as 3 to 58%, 8, 9, 10. In Turkey, about 90% of healthcare workers suffer violence at work at least once in the previous 12 months, approximately 1/4 of them falling victim to physical violence. 11. The frequency of physical violence among healthcare workers in Turkey was 1.852, 5%, 12.13. Violence towards healthcare workers is often perpetrated by patients and their relatives as well as visitors, peers and administrators. 8.14. There are various factors increasing the risk of violence in healthcare institutions, including 24-hour service without interval, stressed-out family members, long waiting periods, and failure to reach healthcare services. Moreover, organizational factors involving inadequate physical environment, poor lighting, security flaws, poorly organized workflow, inadequate number of personnel, and lack of training to manage violence and overcrowd among personnel to 15.16. According to Beecham and Childress, first, do no harm or non-maleficence rule is obligation of nurse and doctors. Non-maleficence contains do not kill, do not cause pain or suffering, do not incapacitate, do not cause offense, do not deprive others of the goods of life. 17. Unfortunately, clearly communicate that physical violence harms healthcare practitioners. Healthcare worker who suffers from physical violence may find it difficult to comply with ethical principles. Physical violence against healthcare workers has been increasing lately in Turkey. In the same, this study was designed to determine the frequency of physical violence, environmental infrastructure of violence, and the post-violence procedures at the Mersin University Medical Faculty Hospital. Methods. Study design. This cross-sectional study was performed on the research assistants and nurses working at the Mersin University Medical Faculty Hospital. Setting and sample. Mersin University Medical Faculty Hospital is located in Mersin Province, the Mediterranean Sea coast in Turkey. It is the general and governmental hospital. It is also a reference hospital for this region. The bed capacity of the hospital is 638. Approximately 1,000 patients are admitted outpatient clinics and 700 patients are admitted emergency departments per day. The period in which the study was conducted, 220 assistants and 317 nurses was working at the hospital. No sample size was determined in the study. It was aimed to reach all of them. There were no inclusion or exclusion criteria to work. Everyone who volunteered to participate in the work was included. However, a total of 375 workers, 166 assistants and 209 nurses, participated in the study. The participation rate was 75.5% for the assistants and 65.9% for the nurses, while the overall participation rate was 69.8%. Ethical consideration. The research protocol was approved by the Mersin University Social Sciences Ethics Committee, and permission to conduct the study was obtained from Mersin University Faculty of Medicine Administration. Instruments. Data was collected with a self-administered questionnaire composed of 44 items which was prepared by the authors. The first section of the questionnaire included the socio-demographic characteristics, experiences in the profession, experiences at present workplace unit, working department, mean daily working time. Second section focused on anxiety about violence, history of physical violence during their profession lifetime and within the past 6 months. Third section comprised questions for the victims of physical violence demanding the characteristics of this violence as follows: type and time of physical violence, perpetrator's identity, status of the victim during violence, degree of injury, description of the location of violence, response of the victim during and after the incident, report status, preventability of the incident, outcome of the perpetrator, and lasting effects of the incident on victims. Data collection. Assistants and nurses were given the survey forms at their workplaces after explaining the aim of the study. The participants filled out the forms by themselves. The study data were collected between November 1, December 31, 2015. The results of the study were shared with the hospital administration and deanery of Mersin University Faculty of Medicine. Data analysis. Descriptive statistics. Percentage, mean plus minus standard deviation, median values, were employed to summarize the study data. The chi-square test was used to compare the categorical variables. The continuous variables were found to show no normal distribution. Therefore, paired intergroup comparisons were carried out with Mann-Whitney-Yu and Spearman correlation tests. P less than 0.05 was considered to be statistically significant. Results. Of the 375 study population, 166, 44.3%, were assistants and 209, 55.7%, were nurse. The mean age was 29.± 4.7 years. As 66.9% of the participants were female, 55.5% were unmarried. The median experiences in the profession was 48.0 months, range 1-240 months, for the assistants and 69.0 months, range 1-349 months, for the nurses. The median experiences at present workplace unit was 20.5 months, range 160 months, for assistants and 12.0 months, range 1-180 months, for nurses. Moreover, the mean daily working time was 10.8± 2 hours for the assistants and 10.2± 3.4 for the nurses. 87% of the participants had anxiety for workplace violence. When asked to rate their concerns from 2 to 9, the level of anxiety was set at 5.0. No statistically significant difference was found between anxiety levels and gender, occupation, and unit studied, p greater than 0.05. However, the level of anxiety of married people was higher than that of single, p less than 0.01. There was a weak positive correlation between anxiety level and experiences at present workplace unit and daily working time, p less than 0.05. Out of the 93, 24.8%, participants stated that violence was a common occurrence in the workplace, and 74, 20.1%, were given training in violence in the hospital. As 52, 13.9%, participants had been victims of physical violence at least once in their professional lifetime, 14.5% in assistants and 13.4% in nurses, 45, 12.0%, had suffered workplace physical violence at least once within the past 6 months, 13.3% in assistants and 11.0% in nurses. Median number of incidents was 2.0, range 1-10 times, among violence victims. The most common form of the last physical violence was pushing, 75.0%, and kicking, 17.3%. Among 52 violence cases, The perpetrator was a patient relative in 41.78%, and the patient himself, herself in 18.34.6%. Is 22.91.6%. Research assistants had suffered violence from patient relatives and 5.20.4% from patients, 19.67.6%. Nurses had suffered violence from patient relatives and 13.46.4% from patients. Only 3 of the victims were alone during the act of violence. The other 48 victims had someone at the site of violence, such as patient, patient relative, security, and or a supervisor. The most common location of physical violence was the inpatient unit, 45.1%, emergency unit, 31.4%, intensive care unit, 19.6%, and the outpatient clinic, 3.9%. Violence was more common in the emergency unit, 52.2%, for research assistants, and in the inpatient unit for nurses, 57.1%, p equals 0.005. During the most recent act of violence, 83.3% of the assistants were working on diagnostic, therapeutic procedures of this patient, while 16.7% reported attending other patients' procedures. All of the nurses who experience violence, the act of violence was reported to take place during therapeutic or caring procedures. The act of violence often took place during 17.00-24.00 hours, 48.0%. The incident was more common during working days, 77.1%, and in summer, 48.5%. 78.0% of the violence victims reported having no secure place at the site of the incident. The first response of the violence victims during the incident was to self-protect in 28.57.1%, and telling the perpetrator to stop in 18.36.7%. In violence victims, 9.18.0% had suffered from arm, hand, leg, or head injury, among whom 2.22% had taken a medical report of their health status. Subsequent to the incident, 22.44.0% of the victims reported the act of violence to their unit chief, 9.18.0% did nothing, and 3.6.0% took the matter to the court. While 39.78.0% noted that no legal or administrative action had been taken after the incident, 15.30.0% reported that the perpetrator had been warned verbally. 47.94.0% of the victims thought that the incident was of preventable nature, either by the security, 70.2%, or the administration, 51.1%. History of suffering physical violence showed no significant relations with occupation, gender, marital status, age, number of children, experiences in the profession, experiences at present workplace unit, and daily working hours, p < 0.05. However, there was a relation between physical violence and work unit, emergency unit being the most common place of physical violence. Also, there was a significant association between workplace physical violence and anxiety levels. As median anxiety level was 7.0 in victims of physical violence, it was 5.0 in those with no history of violence, p < 0.001. In the study, 87.23% had witnessed physical violence to a healthcare worker in their workplace within the last 6 months. The witness physical violence was suffered by the nurses in 39.44.8% and assistants in 37.42.5%. The perpetrator of the physical violence was a patient relative in 68.78.1%, patient in 13.9.1%, a superior healthcare worker in 8.9%, and a peer in 6.8%. The most common location of violence was the inpatient unit, 48.2%, and emergency unit, 29.8%. Discussion. In this study, the anxiety levels among research assistants and nurses about workplace physical violence were higher, and 1 out of 10 participants was a victim of physical violence. Moreover, around a quarter of the participants had witnessed a peer subjected to physical violence. Studies that investigate the frequency of violence in healthcare workers in Turkey have different results. In the survey conducted by doctors working in medical faculties located in different regions in Turkey, Isikwai, Dervisi, Minsji, Gulbarksi, Dabak S, Sokaji, et al. Experience of workplace violence during medical specialty training in Turkey. Occupational Medicine 2008, 58, 361-366 found that physical violence is the most common in the Southeast region, 33%. In the Mediterranean or Western region, they found similar results with our work, 12%. In the study conducted by Aaron C. et al., in the Western region of Turkey, physical violence frequency, 11.7%, was determined similar to our study. Aaron C. U., Yimlomiz C., Herbal C. Y., Captain Iglu C. Identification of violence in Turkish healthcare settings. J.S. Interpers Violence 2006 February, 21-2, 276-96. Tulaz et al. Found that the frequency of physical violence in emergency services in the capital of Turkey Ankara is quite high compared to our work. In this study, physical violence was determined as 37.3% in the emergency services of the university hospitals and 46.2% in the emergency services of state hospitals, Tulaz MS, Kocaeli S, Akras S. A survey of violence against staff working in the emergency department in Ankara, Turkey. Asian Nursing Research 2011, 5, 197-120. Kambas et al.'s study showed that the frequency of physical violence in the emergency services in the province of Samsun, located in the northern part of Turkey, was determined as 18.4%. Kambas S, Under C, Dabak S, Sunturat, Paxin Y, Setiniglu S. Violence towards workers in hospital emergency services and in emergency medical care units in Samsun, an epidemiological study. Alas Travma Isel Sarahi Derg, Internet, 2008, updated 2015 February 16, cited 2015 May 21, 14-3, 239-244. 2002. Both the studies conducted in Turkey and in other countries, physical violence in healthcare workers is seen at different frequencies. The difference may be associated with sociocultural differences between provinces or countries, working in different medical units, e.g. emergency or psychiatry, daily patient load, institutional differences, as well as characteristics of the health workers such as age and experiences in the profession. In some studies, including ours, physical violence has a lower rate in university hospitals. Although daily patient load was not asked in this and other mentioned studies, it is known that university hospitals receive less patients, which may be contributing to the lower physical violence rates, in addition to some of their positive attributes such as having quality personnel and higher service efficiency. In this study, no significant difference was found between men and women regarding anxiety to suffer physical violence. However, studies show that women more commonly fall victim to physical violence than men, therefore feeling more anxious for possible physical violence. Some authors note that women often fall victim to psychological and verbal violence, while men suffer more commonly from physical violence. Sagliks and Arji Birimi. Sagliks Alisim Lari Sidideras Termasi. Ankara, Sagliks and Yayan Lari 20, 2013. 87% of the participants had anxiety for workplace violence, which was moderate levels. This finding has indications on the modes of health workers at workplace. Married ones showed higher levels of anxiety than those of the unmarried ones. This may be due to the fact that they felt more anxious because of the people they were responsible for. Moreover, Higher daily working hours and experiences in the profession were associated with higher anxiety levels. Being in contact with patients for longer periods and having witnessed more events may be contributing to this. Also, similar to the literature, the ones who had suffered physical violence previously had higher levels of anxiety. Many studies in the literature report emergency units as the most common location for physical violence against health workers. In our study, the most common location of violence was inpatient units followed by the emergency unit. However, the employees in the emergency service had more physical violence than the employees in other units. The patient characteristics, high patient load, physical conditions of the workplace, and inexperience of the workers may be contributing to the high frequencies of violence in the emergency unit. However, we did not investigate the causes of violence in this study. In our study, there was no difference between assistants and nurses with regard to frequency of physical violence. On the other hand, some studies have shown high rates among nurses in the literature. Aaron C. U., Yilmaz C., Herbal C. Y., Captain Iglu C. Identification of violence in Turkish healthcare settings. J.S. Interpers Violence 2006 February, 21-276-96. However, in this study, there were differences between the assistants and nurses in terms of location of violence, perpetrator of violence and activity during violence. As assistants generally suffered violence in the emergency department and from patient relatives, nurses often fell victim to violence in the inpatient unit where the perpetrator was the patient himself, herself in half of the cases. All the nurses suffered violence while caring, treating the patient. However, assistants received violence while dealing with other works, as well. The fact that nurses suffer violence while serving, treating the patient has further implications by disrupting the trust between patient and health worker. Negative consequences are observed when the nurse continues to serve the inpatient after falling victim to violence. Additionally, the safest working environment, which is the most natural right of the employee, stands out. In this study, similar to reports in the literature, the most common perpetrators of violence were patients and their relatives. The magnitude of the trauma induced in the health worker as a result of the physical violence may vary between loss of work for a couple of days and death. Warshaw L.J. Workplace Violence, Preventive and Interventive Strategies. Joe M., Internet. 1996 October, updated 2015 May 1st, cited 2016 February 12th, 38. 9931005 and Aaron C.U. Violence toward healthcare workers in emergency departments in West Turkey. J. Rigmed. 2005 April, 28-3-361-365. In this study, 1 out of 5 of the victims were injured and among them, 1 out of 5 had received medical report. Unfortunately, less than half the participants had reported the incidents of physical violence to their administration, while 6% had taken the matter to court. Similarly, rates of unreported violence are higher in studies conducted in Iran, Taiwan, and Turkey. Participants do not believe that there is benefit to reporting, because no actions are being taken from the hospital management. Reporting violence bears utmost importance for the administration to see the risks at workplace in order to take effective precautionary steps and constitute a secure environment. International Labor Office, International Council of Nurses, World Health Organization, Public Services International. Framework Guidelines for Addressing Workplace Violence in the Health Sector. Geneva, International Labor Office. 2020 Martino V. Workplace Violence in the Health Sector, Country Case Studies. Brazil, Bulgaria, Portugal, Lebanon, South Africa, Thailand and Additional Australian Study. Internet, 2002. The best way to reduce the risk of violence is noted to take the required security precautions. It is recommended to employ security personnel in risky sites, limit the entrance of patient relatives and/or visitors, put barriers in certain spaces and install alarm systems. Krug A., Dahlberg LL, Mercy Yara, Dwyab, Lozano et R. Eds. World Report on Violence and Health. Geneva. World Health Organization, 2002. And International Labor Office, International Council of Nurses. World Health Organization. Public Services International. Framework Guidelines for Addressing Workplace Violence in the Health Sector. Geneva, International Labor Office, 2002. In present study, 78.0% of the violence victims reported absence of a secure place on site in face of physical violence. Moreover, a security personnel was present in 23.5% of the violence cases. As 9/10 of the victims thought that the incident was preventable under proper conditions, 2/3 of these victims believed could have been prevented by the security personnel and half of them thought it would have been prevented by the administration. The hospital administration should take certain physical and organizational precautionary steps to prevent violence in the hospital. There are some limitations to the present study. First, the data were collected retrospectively, which might lead to recall bias. Second, our work can be generalized because it is done only in assistants and nurses working in a university hospital. Conclusion. Physical violence is an important issue for assistants and nurses working in various units of the hospital. Effective legal or administrative measures must be applied to protect hospital personnel from violence. There were not significantly differences between occupation or gender in frequency of physical violence. However, there are differences between assistants and nurses with regard to location of violence, perpetrator, and activity during violence. As assistants often suffer violence from patient relatives in the emergency unit, nurses generally fall victim to violence in inpatient units from patients. In addition, all nurses suffer violence during a medical activity, while some assistants receive violence in the absence of medical activities. Therefore, the impact of relation between health worker and patient/patient relative should be investigated in terms of different medical occupations. We believe that future interview studies should concentrate on the causes of physical violence against health workers and provide solutions to prevent such outcomes. Acknowledgement. We would like to thank Life Ketas, Azar Slintas and Much Damran for their assistance in our data collection. Conflict of interest. The authors declare that there is no conflict of interest. Funding. This research received no specific grant from any funding agency in the public, commercial, or not-for-profit sectors. References. 1. Krugeg, Dahlberg LL, Mercy Ya, Dwyab. Lozano et R. Eds. World Report on Violence and Health. Geneva. World Health Organization, 2002. 2. International Labor Office, International Council of Nurses. World Health Organization. Public Services International. Framework Guidelines for Addressing Workplace Violence in the Health Sector. Geneva. International Labor Office, 2002. 3. King M. Workplace Violence in the Health Sector. A Problem of Epidemic Proportion. Intners Reverend 2001, 48, 129-30. https://doi.org/10.1046/j.1466-7657.2001.0094.x. 4. WHO. Global Status Report on Violence Prevention 2014. Updated 2015 June 21, cited 2016 February 17, available from http://www.umph.org/content/dam/library/corporate/reports/undpgvaiolens2014.pdf. 5. Turkish Statistics Association, TÜİK. Regional Statistics, updated 2015 October 16, cited 2016 February 17, available from http://www.biruni.eu/psych.gov.tr/bolgslistatistics/digiskmlerusarindensorgula.du. 6. Warshaw LJ. Workplace Violence, Preventive and Interventive Strategies. Joe M., Internet. 1996 October, updated 2015 May 1st, cited 2016 February 12th, 38993100005. Available from https://www.nlm.nih.gov/pubmed/8899575. 7. Chapel D. Ali Martino V. Violence at Work. Internet, 3rd edition. Geneva, International Labor Office, 2006, updated 2015 April 2nd, cited 2016 Jan 19. Available from http://www.ilo.org/global/publications/ilo-books/order-online/books/wcms_pub_2110840-6_and/lay-n/index.htm. 8. DiMartino v. Workplace Violence in the Health Sector, Country Case Studies, Brazil, Bulgaria, Portugal, Lebanon, South Africa, Thailand and Additional Australian Study. Internet, 2002. Updated 2015 October 16th, cited 2016 April 27th, available from http://www.wu.int/violence_injury_prevention/injury/and/synthesis-report.pdf. 9. Beach B. Leather P. Workplace in the Healthcare Sector. A Review of Staff Training and Integration of Training Evaluation Models. Aggress Violent Behavior 2006, 11, 27, 43. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.avb.2005.05.004. 10. Filahi Koshnab M. Oskuyev, Najafiev, Gazanfarian, Tamiziz. Afshani's Physical Violence Against Healthcare Workers, a Nationwide Study from Iran. Iran Janer's Midwife Hariris. 2016. 21:3, 230-238. https://doi.org/10.4103-1756.180387. 11. Saglik Sanarji Birimi. Saglik Salasim Lari Sidideras Termasi. Ankara, Saglik Sen Yayan Lari 20. 2013. 12. Kazirazkanen, Bilgin H. Violence Towards Healthcare Workers in Turkey. A Systematic Review, Turkey Clinical RIJ Med. Site 2011, 31, 6, 1442-1156. http://doi:10.5336/medc.2010-20079-5. 13. Aaron C. U., Yilmaz C., Herbal C.Y., Captain Iglusi Identification of Violence in Turkish Healthcare Settings. J.S. Interpers Violence 2006 February, 21-2, 276-96. https://doi.org/10.1177-0886-60502-8565. 14. Aaron C. U. Violence Toward Healthcare Workers in Emergency Departments in West Turkey. J. A. Murug Med. 2005 April, 28-3, 361-365. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.jmurm.2004.11.018. 15. Ajmlero. Yapis IG Patient Physician Relationship in Medical Ethics Education in the Context of Violence Against Healthcare Workers, a Short Review. Int J. Original Rees, Internet, 2016, updated 2015 October 16th, cited 2016 September 19th, 28, 296-300. Available from http://www.enrichscholarjournals.com/international-journal-of-original-research/2016/08/16. Jane A. Lipscomb, Ms. Anil Gazeri. Workplace Violence Prevention, Improving Frontline Healthcare Worker and Patient Safety. New Solutions 2013, 23-2. 297-313. https://doi.org/10.2190/ns.23.2.f. 17. Beecham T. L., Childress J. F. Principles of Biomedical Ethics, 5th ed. New York. Oxford University Press, 2001, 117. 18. Asikwai, Dervisi E., Mns G., Gulbarak C., Dabak S., Saka G., et al. Experience of Workplace Violence During Medical Speciality Training in Turkey. Occupational Medicine 2008, 58, 361-366. https://doi.org/10.1093/ICMS/KQN045. 19. Tillis M. S., Coquez S., Akras S. A Survey of Violence Against Staff Working in the Emergency Department in Ankara, Turkey. Asian Nursing Research 2011, 5, 197-120. http://doi.org/10.1016/j.anra.2011.11.001. 20. Kambas S., Under C., Dabak S., Sunturat, Pakzan Y., Setinaglo S. Violence Towards Workers in Hospital Emergency Services and in Emergency Medical Care Units in SAMHSA, an Epidemiological Study. Alas Travma Isel Sarahi Derg, Internet, 2008, updated 2015 February 16th, cited 2015 May 21st, 14-3, 239-244. 2002. Available from https://www.nlm.nih.gov/pubmed/1878142. 21. Galcote, Walters B. L., Kara K., Compton S. Workplace Violence, A Survey of Emergency Physicians in the State of Michigan. Animurg Med. 2005 August, 46-2, 140-147. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.animurg.2004.10.010. 22. Chen W.C., Sun Lan T.H., Chu H.J. Incidents and Risk Factors of Workplace Violence on Nursing Staffs Caring for Chronic Psychiatric Patients in Taiwan. Int J. Environ Rees Public Health 2009, 6, 28-12-28-21. http://doi.org/10.3390/igerf611281212. 23. Tang J.S., Chen C.L., Zhang Z.E.R., Y.L. Incidents and Related Factors of Violence in Emergency Departments, A Study of Nurses in Southern Taiwan. J. Formos Med Associates 2007, 106, 748-758. http://doi.org/10.1016/so9296646080603640.